Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Epic victories, heartbreaking defeats. No matter your team, no matter your game, we talk sports on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Welcome back to the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us this afternoon on AM 950, 95.7 FM and ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app. Time to get caught up with one of our regulars here in the Sports Bar. It's been far too long since we've talked to Matthew Coller.
Matthew Coller, pride of the 585. He's now the host of Purple Daily out in Minnesota. You can hear 2 to 4 Central. Matthew, always appreciate your time. Let's go back to the win over the Saints in the wild card round. Was this a case of the Vikings getting a good matchup here over recent history here? They certainly seem to have the Saints number.
Yeah, you know, it's really fascinating because everybody was picking against the Vikings in that game, as you know, and the Vikings tweet out, you know, everybody's picks of the television saying, you know, the ESPN analysts saying that it was going to be the Saints all across the board and so forth, and Las Vegas certainly agreed that it was, I think the Saints were even more than a touchdown favorite in that game, but in the times recently that a Mike Zimmer defense had faced off with Drew Brees, the numbers were really unimpressive. Even in a Saints win in 2018, Drew Brees only threw for 120 yards, and then Zimmer and the defense added a few different wrinkles. They moved their defensive ends inside to rush over the guards, which were much weaker than the Saints' tackles, and they were able to pressure Drew Brees all day. And I don't care if you're Drew Brees or Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, there isn't a single quarterback on earth that likes pressure in their lap, and we definitely saw that from Brees. And then... You know, you got the play at the end from Kirk Cousins that you've been waiting for. I mean, when the Vikings signed Kirk Cousins, they always thought, well, we could get a lot out of our defense. We know the running back is great, and we can control the ball that way. Can we get the big throw when we need it most? And so far in the Kirk Cousins era, we had not seen that until that game against New Orleans. So Cousins picked the exact right time to make that happen.
Matthew Coller joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Let's talk about Kirk Cousins. He outplayed Drew Brees. That much is clear. The pass to Thielen at the end was probably the best pass he's made as a professional in the NFL. And I'm curious as to whether or not that happens without a very effective Dalvin Cook.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, you saw throughout the game that the Saints were trying to force the Vikings to win on the ground and not let Kirk Cousins hit downfield passes. It was a beautiful throw to Adam Thielen. I don't disagree that that's the biggest throw of his career, but from watching him from training camp all season long, that's the thing that he does the best, is that he has such great downfield accuracy. But when the Saints were putting a couple of safeties over the top of Thielen and Diggs, they were not allowing the Vikings to go downfield and trying to make them win with the run game. And overall, I mean, you know, the Saints defense only gave up 20 points to the Vikings offense through regulation, so they did a pretty good job of holding down Cousins from throwing deep, but eventually they just got impatient because Cook was running so well. So right before he hits that big throw to Thielen, it's an 11-yard run from Dalvin Cook, and eventually they had to start playing up a little bit more, which set up a one-on-one matchup, and they were able to take advantage, and that's what they're going to want to do against San Francisco too. San Francisco loves to be aggressive with their front. They love to play one safety. So if the Vikings can wait them out and find those spots to go down the field, they can have similar success.
Talking to Matthew Coller, who you can hear out in Minnesota, the Rochester native, is the host of Purple Daily, 1500 AM. Matthew, before we dive into the San Francisco game coming up this weekend, did you have a problem with the non-call in overtime? Certainly we had our share of officiating, questionable officiating in the Bills game. But in terms of that call, a lot of people thought that was offensive pass interference.
Yeah, I'll tell you the way that I look at interference reviews and when they should be changed is if everyone agrees that something was egregious, then that's when I feel like the referees to change it. And I couldn't find a lot of agreement on that play. I mean, there were some TV refs saying that definitely should have been overturned. Others were saying, well, it's a call on the field, so it takes a lot to overturn it. And even when it was fans going back and forth about it, some fans felt like it was, and they got lucky, and some fans felt like it definitely wasn't. I think it was more noticeable because the receiver who caught it, Kyle Rudolph, is 6'6". And so he was, you know, matched up with a guy who's 6 foot tall. And I think if that is a 5'11 receiver extending his arms a little, we don't talk about it at all. But because the guy is so massive, it was talked about much more. But I don't think that I want referees calling that. Every one of those fade routes that has ever happened, there's contact between the two guys. And the Saints defender grabbed his hand right before he did the little push-off. So you got one, and Kyle Rudolph comes away with the ball. And also, I mean, that's the big advantage of Kyle Rudolph, is he's so big and he can reach up and grab it like that and create some separation in small spaces. That's how he's got to win on that play. So I don't know. I had a really tough time with some of the people who were losing their minds over how that should have been called and overturned. My standard for overturn is it the Mikel Roby Coleman? If it's not the Mikel Roby Coleman from the Los Angeles and New Orleans game last year, if it's not that egregious and that obvious, then I don't need it to be overturned. I would rather just go with what they have.
Matthew Coller, Score North in Minneapolis, host of Purple Daily, our guest here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Will preview this weekend's matchup between the Niners and the Vikings in just a couple. But first, Matthew, you know, Mike Zimmer, to me, from the outside looking in, and this is coming from a Bears fan, hell of a coach. I believe he's won 60% of the games there in Minnesota since he was hired, yet there's always like an undercurrent that Zimmer could be out. Now, I think he's safe this year, obviously. I don't know that a lot of people had them going past wild card round, but you know, next year, if the team flounders a little bit, those whispers become a little bit louder towards the end of the year. What does Mike Zimmer have to do to quiet his critics short of winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's understandable because it's only because it's the NFL. And when you set a bar at a certain height, you better get there or reach it, and that's how it goes for everyone. So if you are the head coach of the Miami Dolphins and you win 5 or 6 games when you were supposed to win 1 or 2, people are going to say you did a great job. But if you were supposed to win 12 or 13 and you won 10, it's going to put the pressure on you, which is a weird standard to have, but it's kind of just our reality as we set the bar and then grade everything against it. And when the Vikings signed Kirk Cousins to an $84 million contract, it was very clear where the bar was. And to not reach that last year and not make the playoffs last year put pressure on everybody in the organization to do better this year. And if they had come home with a really terrible loss, you know, 44-10 or something in New Orleans, then I think they would look at Zimmer and say, maybe we just got to a certain level and couldn't get any higher. Now, I don't subscribe to that personally. I think that he has been at the forefront and has hands on every part of the turnaround to make this one of the best franchises in the NFL. Everything from, you know, the defensive strategy and being able to keep a top five defense year after year, but also the player development, who they pick, that he has a big say in who they get in the draft, who makes the team, and all those sorts of things. So when you can build a team with this much talent on it that has Pro Bowlers all over the place, and you can win double-digit games, it's pretty hard for me to say, oh, yeah, get rid of that guy. I mean, the story of the Mike Zimmer era is all about, it's always a good quarterback, but not necessarily a great quarterback. Very possible that Teddy Bridgewater could have developed into a great quarterback. 2015, he's a good quarterback. And then you get, you know, Sam Bradford, he's good, not great. And Cousins is also probably still considered good, not great. If he wins another game or two, he's going to get much closer to that great status. But he's mostly in that ballpark of, you know, your Matt Staffords and guys like that who put up really good numbers and have a lot of talent. But usually when they go up against the Drew Breeses, they lose. This time they won, and now he's got a road that could potentially change the narrative entirely about him for the rest of his career. But until that happens, there's going to be pressure on people to really just answer for what the ownership paid for, which was to be there at the end every year in the Kirk Cousins era.
Matthew, as you know, in our area, a lot of Cleveland Browns fans in the news today, Kevin Stefanski interviewing, today being the day, getting the interview with the Browns. What are the chances that he lands that job?
I think there's a very good chance that he lands that job if he wants it. I mean, it is Cleveland, and you know, you're walking into a pretty darn tough situation where they love to go one and done with head coaches, and that would make me pretty nervous, but you know, they've liked Stefanski last year. He was a finalist for them. I don't think he threw out his notes from last year for what he wanted to do to turn that organization around, and they picked Freddie Kitchens instead. Obviously, that was a huge mistake. And, you know, the Vikings actually made a huge mistake, too, passing over Kevin Stefanski last year for the offensive coordinator job. Then they made him the OC this year, and all of a sudden, the offense has a complete turnaround. Kirk Cousins has the best year of his career, and they win a playoff game that they're not supposed to win. And I think you could point a lot of that to Kevin Stefanski. First of all, I mean, one of the brightest guys that you'll be around. Also has worked his way up the ladder from being the guy who goes to get the coffee to position coaches, to quarterback coach, to now offensive coordinator. And, you know, how he would handle the pressure of Cleveland, how he's going to handle Odell Beckham. These are really hard things to say. You know, you can't push all of the chips to the middle of the table on anybody going to Cleveland. But in terms of if you want somebody who finds a way to handle his players correctly, put his players in situations to succeed, Kevin Stefanski has certainly proven that he has done that here.
Matthew, the Niners are a good team, solid all around, good run game. Garoppolo makes plays, strong defense. What about this weekend's matchup has you concerned if you're a Minnesota Vikings fan?
I think more than anything, it's just the circumstance. I mean, both of these teams, you go position by position, they're pretty darn similar, whether it's Garoppolo versus Cousins or offensive lines versus defensive lines. They have their strengths, they have their weaknesses, and they match up pretty closely. They even have the same offense. Gary Kubiak and Kyle Shanahan have the same influences for Mike Shanahan. But the big thing is the San Francisco 49ers got to hang out there in Santa Clara and just wait and get healthy and game plan, while the Vikings had to go and play one hell of a game against New Orleans, and they came away pretty beat up. And then you have this Adam Thielen injury, too, that concerns you, and Stephon Diggs had an illness this week that concerns you, things like that. That it's just a really tough road, and that's why you very rarely see teams go from the number six seed to the Super Bowl. It's been, I think, a decade since that happened. Well, there's a reason for that, because going to New Orleans and then going to San Francisco, those are two of the tougher places to play, and then that team's just been sitting there and waiting for you and game planning with great players and great coaches. So I think that's the biggest thing that the Vikings are up against from a schematic standpoint, from personnel, from positions, and from what they've done this year on paper even. These are very, very even teams. The edge probably goes to the 49ers, though, just because of the situation.
Let's say the Vikings pull it off, Matthew, and of course the players won't look ahead, but we can look ahead. You could have a Viking-Packer NFC Championship game, which I'm sure some people are kind of fantasizing about. What is a quick thought you might have in regards to the other playoff game we'll see from the NFC this week, the Packers and the Seahawks?
Well, first, what a day for Chicago Bears fans. That
stop
would
be, it. Yeah, stop. Oh, my head will be in the oven if you need me that day.
You know, that would be some kind of matchup. I mean, I think that the Packers will win that game, that Seattle is a one-man band on that team with Russell Wilson having to do everything. And similarly to the Vikings, on the road, on the road, on the road, it's really, really tough. And 2 weeks to prepare for Aaron Rodgers is a lot against a very mediocre Seattle Seahawks defense that was in position to lose to Josh McCown last week. I mean, it was kind of closer than it should have been. But the Packers defense absolutely whooped the Vikings offense in both games that these two teams played, and they were physical games, and the Packers were the more physical team in both times. But I guess I'll lean on a little bit of a cliche here that beating a team three times is really, really difficult. And I think it would be one of those all-time great slugfests at Lambeau. And I could tell you that after how difficult it is to fly to New Orleans and fly into Santa Clara or wherever, you know, I'm going, or around Santa Clara, I wouldn't mind just a four-hour drive to Green Bay. So from my perspective, I think it would be a really, really great game and a potential classic between two very close teams, and also easy travel for me, which I care about the most.
Matthew, one quick question here before we let you go. The story of Kyle Rudolph and the gloves. So for folks who have not heard this story, Vikings win. Member of the media in the locker room afterwards goes up to Kyle Rudolph and said, hey, if you don't mind, could I have your gloves because I'm putting together this charity auction or whatever it is? And Kyle Rudolph says, sure, no problem. In fact, I'll even sign them for you. And then wouldn't you know, they end up on eBay. Matthew, you got to out this guy, whoever this member of the media is here that would do such a thing.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't even know if it's someone who's actually in the media. I mean, if of course, most people would not have been in this situation before, but in a playoff game, you go into the locker room, there is 100 people and half of them, you've never seen them before. And it's a tiny locker room, and there's hallways where there's people walking all over the place, and it's national media, it's local media in New Orleans who are in the other team's locker room getting the take from their side. It's interns, it's team employees. I mean, there could be anybody. And this is probably why this is not the first time something like this has happened. It happened to, I think, Tom Brady's helmet or a football in a Super Bowl or something like that. And then there was also a reporter who I think stole Draymond Green's jacket in Golden State. So, you know, this type of thing does happen. It wasn't super stunning to me. I guess I would tell Kyle Rudolph that if a person claiming to be a media member wants any piece of gear from you, that they are not a media member and you should not give it to them. Just because it's amazing the number of human beings who are just around, especially with websites and podcasts and everything else, that teams try to give out a lot of credentials to ramp up the coverage, but you're not always sure who these people are. So I'm glad that the story turned out good, that the guy who bought the gloves donated them and people have raised a lot of money. And Rudolph is up for Walter Payton Man of the Year. He's one of the most charitable people you'll ever come across. So it's unfortunate that that happened to Kyle Rudolph, but it looks like it's going to turn into a positive.
Matthew, it's great hearing your voice. Great catching up. Looking forward to doing it again here as soon as we can. And safe travels this weekend, bud.
All right. And if you guys could just maybe send a score or two up to Buffalo there from Rochester, that'd be appreciated as well.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah. I mean, we could have a whole nother conversation on what's going on with the Sabres.
Can't help you there.
Yeah, we're up against it. So, Matthew, we'll catch up next time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Matthew Caller. He's at 1500 AM Score North, one of our own, doing big things in Minneapolis. The host of Purple Daily joining us here in the sports bar.
Do you give the Vikings really a chance, though, this week?
But you're asking the wrong guy. Here's what I realized today. The Vikings, the Packers are to me what the Patriots are to most Bills fans. Like, there's just deep-seated anger, hatred. I just can't.
I didn't know the Vikings were in this category. Didn't you grow up in Minnesota? What's your problem, dude?
Well, I grew up in Minnesota around Viking fans who teased me for being a Bears fan. And then at the impressionable age of 10 years old, I hope you're sitting down, Chicago Bears fan about to talk about the 85 Bears. At the impressionable age of 10 years old, the Bears went and won the Super Bowl. And I had dominion over the fans of the team that couldn't get over in the 70s, that lost four straight Super Bowls. So, yeah. Did I say four straight? They didn't lose four straight.
No, they did not. That would be Buffalo.
Sorry. Four Super Bowls. So, yeah, I got teased for being a Bears fan. But the Bears got over, and the teasing ceased. But I'll never forget. All the teasing. All of the mockery. All of the Viking-Bears games I went to at the Metrodome, where the Vikings just didn't show up.
Do you think it's like that for a 10-year-old Patriot fan in our area right now? I'm sure there's somebody who relocated to our area and like they kept their roots.
My next-door neighbors, they moved in from Boston, and they're Patriot fans, and they're 10 years old. I guarantee you they will grow up with a hatred for the Buffalo Bills. Absolutely. I can't. It's so, to answer your question...
You're pulling for
nine. No. Give me an NFC West divisional showdown on Championship Sunday. That's what I'm hoping for.
Give me a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. That's the chalk pick. That's the NFL dream. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. You know this.
Yeah.
You need to come to peace with this.
The tinfoil hat and expert in me is, that's what the NFL wants. Therefore, that will be that. We'll see. We will see. If you missed Matthew Caller or if you came in late, we'll get that for you online at ESPNRochester.com. Also, some breaking news about the Radio.com app, and I just got this email. I haven't checked this out myself, so I might be, I don't believe in curses, but I might be jinxing myself here, Gene.
You're going to do this without checking it out first. Huh?
I am going to say that.
All right.
The Radio.com rewind function supposedly right now is working. Now, if it's not working, then I will jump up and down and curse and say, what is the radio.com rewind function? Well, if you're familiar with our sister station, our radio.com sports sister station in Buffalo, WGR, they've had this functionality in place for a few months now. It basically is like a DVR for your radio. You can scroll back and forth throughout the course of our show, go back and listen to any parts that you may have missed.
You want to listen to us tonight, but 3 to 6 doesn't fit your schedule, radio.com rewind.
There you go.
Back, yeah.
Absolutely right. So I'm hearing that it's working. And I'm also hearing that it's being monitored by the honks up at corporate. So if the corporate honks are monitoring it, then I'm going to go ahead and assume everything is hunky-dory and that the app is working perfectly and that radio.com rewind is functional for the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia.
You know the way this works. If it's not working, you will hear about it. So I'm going to assume from the get-go, we're okay.
But yeah, you're a part of this. If you have a problem, I mean, Michael sent us a direct message over the weekend and said, hey guys, heads up, it's not working. Michael, you were the catalyst. We went into it, we dug into it, we're like, all right, what's going on? Now they're saying it's working. Now, if it's not working, please tell us. If it is working and you're enjoying it, tell us as well. I want to know that it's working. I haven't checked it out yet for myself. I just got an email a few short moments ago saying rewind functionality is working on the radio.com app for the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. That, if it's working, Gene, is progress. I like that. Moving forward, NFL appetizers on the way next. We serve up the day's top NFL stories in bite-sized form, news and notes from around the league. And as always, it is brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place. Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com.
So we have changes coming up in Philadelphia with the Eagles. We'll tell you about that. And this goes beyond if they lose Jim Schwartz or not. We also have... Could Freddie Kitchens be getting another job this quick? Oh, the coaching fraternity they take care of their own. And a story about Larry David and his prediction and his suggestion in the New York Jets that you just you will not believe.
NFL appetizers next. You're in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.